The word interim has been removed from Akron Police Chief Ken Ball's title. Wednesday, Mayor Dan Horrigan officially appointed him to the top job. The 26-year veteran of law enforcement says the first thing to know about his new job is that there are both long-range and right-now issues in urgent need of attention. Among right-nows, there is what he cites as a critical situation with aging and deteriorating equipment, especially vehicles that must be replaced.
I sent a document to the city yesterday outlining our purchase of new vehicles, and it will include 42 to 48 new vehicles for 2017, and that's on top of $600,000 that was already budgeted that will provide approximately 25. So we're looking at almost 70 vehicles to be replaced in 2017. That will have a huge impact on our ability to do our jobs and do it in a way that's safe.
Another practical matter that Ball says he and his department are working on right now has to do with a different safety issue, being short-staffed. Due to economic strains, the city has not replaced some officers when they retired or left. Ball wants to get the force back to strength.
We're in the process of hiring right now. We have six officers that we have given conditional job offers to that are currently in police academies that will be graduating this month. In addition to that, I've gotten approvals from our finance and the mayor for hiring 15 additional people. That 21 will take us from 435 to 455. 455 is our budgeted strength.
The chief says he's spoken with the mayor about adding more personnel, but a full discussion of that will come in 2018. He also says that whether it's for now or looking ahead, recruiting and retaining highly qualified officers and achieving more diversity in the department are priorities. Asked if that was made more challenging by the circumstances of his predecessor James Nice's resignation amid accusations of racially offensive comments, Ball says not as far as he can tell.
I haven't heard anything that I could directly attribute to that. That doesn't mean that it's not important to us. I can tell you that within the last month, I've spoken to our human resource director and also to the NAACP about crafting strategies that allow us to have better results in our recruiting efforts.
There is also the relationship with Akron's inner city communities to take into account, says Ball, and he notes that discussions have begun on finding ways to build up recruiting efforts there, especially starting with young people.
Preliminary talks that we've had have focused on that idea. Maybe it's a program that we develop in partnership with the Akron Public Schools, where there is a learning track that is geared to first responders. We have it in our schools currently with engineering or with vocal and performing arts or hospitality. Could this be a program that we develop, again, in partnership where we get their attention at a young age? And then not only that, but we start a development process that is going to allow them to have success.
Another kind of development process is on Chief Ball's mind, too, downtown development and the hoped-for revitalization of Akron as a residential city. He sees many of the key issues, like making downtown pedestrian-friendly and a secure and comfortable place to live, as things the city's police force can help create.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and the planning has invited me into that process to help to evaluate positive steps that the city can take toward that end. Internally, there will have to be an evolution within the department to be able to address that changing dynamic if we have a larger concentration of people that are living in downtown. It's essential for police to be involved in that. It won't happen if there's not a sense of people being safe and feeling as if downtown is an area that is welcoming to them.
So in the end, what does Ken Ball want the people of Akron to be thinking about their new police chief?
Well, I want people to know that, as a man and as a person, the things that are fundamental to me serve this position well, and I'm not going to change. I believe that there is a fairness in all things that is absolutely essential.
Ball's appointment as chief is for an initial 4-year term. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.